Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for today's lesson. Open your magazine and we're talking about coffee houses. Well, I know a lot of people love to drink coffee. Some people like to drink it first thing in the morning. Is that what you do? Well, or how do you wake up in the morning? Do you need something special to wake you up in the morning? How do you usually wake up in the morning, Carolyn?
Well, usually I just get up when my alarm goes off, and after I've brushed my teeth and washed my face, I'm pretty awake and I don't really need coffee. But there is actually a rooster that lives very close to my apartment, and he's quite noisy, so occasionally he will wake me up as well.
Interesting. Yes, animals like roosters can wake us up in the morning. For me, sometimes I have almonds. Those do a pretty good job of waking me up. Or an apple. That can wake me up as well. But of course, we're going to be talking all about coffee in our lesson here. And I know that lots of people love to drink coffee first thing in the morning. It's great and it can really wake them up. Let's get started with the first reading of today's lesson, Coffee Houses.
Coffee houses. Coffee houses then and now. Ah, the rich smell of fresh coffee. People who love the aromatic beverage flock to coffee houses to enjoy it. A coffee house may be as simple as a cozy room with big soft chairs, Wi-Fi, and dozens of coffee drinks. Or it may be a place where baristas are coffee chefs and the roasting of beans a serious business. However one looks at it, coffee houses have drawn people for centuries like honey draws flies.
Hello, listeners. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Need a cup of joe? In day one of our culture article, we'll be learning all about coffee. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Aromatic. Aromatic is an adjective. We could smell the aromatic tea as soon as we walked into the room. Cozy. Cozy is an adjective. Gina really enjoyed her cozy little house. Divorce. Divorce is a verb. Henry and Kate are no longer married. They divorced last year. Insure. Insure is a verb. To ensure a good night's sleep, don't watch TV in your bedroom. Prompt. Prompt is an adjective. Everyone appreciates the prompt service at this restaurant. Your more information words are beverage. Beverage is a noun. Barista. Barista is a noun. Sounds interesting. Let's begin.
It's true, so many people do love coffee. Well, at the very beginning, right under our title, we see a phrase, coffee houses then and now. So we're talking about coffee houses in the past and, of course, now in the present. And our first line says what, Carolyn?
It says, the rich smell of fresh coffee. Oh, coffee, fresh coffee, does have a very rich smell. And this is a very good word to use to describe something, the word rich. Usually when I think of this word, I think of having a lot of money, but what does it mean here, Gabe?
That's right. When you're talking about a rich smell, that means it's a smell that really feels like there's a lot to it. There's a lot you can take from it, a lot to enjoy, and coffee does have a rich smell. What other things have a rich smell? Well, some flowers have rich smells. Maybe there's a field of flowers and you can really smell that rich smell of flowers. But you can talk about other things that are kind of rich too, right? How else might you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, a sound can also be very rich. If it's a very full sound, maybe you are listening to a symphony being performed by an orchestra, and you hear this wonderful sound, and it's very rich and full. There's a lot to it than just a single noise.
That's right. Or, of course, maybe if you have some nice chocolate, that could be a rich taste in your mouth. Well, we're talking about the rich smell of fresh coffee. People who love the aromatic beverage flock to coffee houses to enjoy it. It's true, they flock like a large group of animals. They go to these coffee houses to enjoy coffee. Let's talk about a word bank word there. It's the word aromatic. What does this mean, Carolyn?
Well, if something is aromatic, then it probably has a very strong smell, but also a very good smell. It's something that you enjoy smelling. And here we see that coffee is aromatic. What else could be aromatic, Gabe?
Well, I think some perfumes are definitely aromatic. Perfumes or colognes, things that give a good smell, can be described as aromatic. You might see the word aroma in that word, A-R-O-M-A, and that means a smell, usually a good smell. Now we're talking about an aromatic beverage, and of course, a beverage is what, Carolyn?
Well, a beverage is something that you drink, so there is a very strong smell coming from this delicious drink. And continuing, a coffee house may be as simple as a cozy room with big soft chairs, Wi-Fi, and dozens of coffee drinks. So it could be very simple, like a cozy room. And cozy is one of our word bank words. Cozy just means a place that is comfortable, and usually I think of something that is kind of small, a smaller, comfortable space.
Right.
What
not,
sort of things could be cozy? Yeah.
Well, usually I think of like really cozy chairs too. I mean, maybe a cozy chair with a nice soft pillow. You don't want to get up and leave. You just want to stay there and enjoy your time because it is really cozy. I also think of maybe a really warm blanket in the winter. It can just be really cozy. So we're talking here about a cozy room with big soft chairs, Wi-Fi, and dozens of coffee drinks. Now, Carolyn, usually I see this word dozen and I think 12. So dozens, does that mean 12, 24, 36, 48?
No. Here, dozens just means a lot of coffee drinks. So it might have 12 and it might have 24, but it also could have 25, 26, 27. It doesn't have to be done in 12s.
Okay, good. So it just means a lot of something. Well, let's continue with our lesson. Or it may be a place where baristas are coffee chefs and the roasting of beans a serious business. And a barista is someone who knows how to prepare and serve coffee in one of these places, or espresso-based coffee.
Yes, so here we're making a comparison. It may be a place that is very simple and cozy, or the people who prepare your coffee, the barista, may be a coffee chef. And the roasting of beans is a very serious business. But however one looks at it, coffee houses have drawn people for centuries, like honey draws flies. Now, at the beginning of that sentence, we see however one looks at it. And that's a really great phrase. We're going to talk about it. What does this mean, Gabe?
That means you can see a certain thing in life from many different angles. Maybe you see it from one angle and you look at it from another angle. Actually, however one looks at it, you get the same fact. You feel the same way. So how might you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, you could say, however one looks at it, it's still true. Coffee is still a very popular drink. It doesn't matter if you are going to a simple place that is very comfortable or a very fancy place that might be expensive. However you look at it, coffee is very popular.
All right, well, we're going to be talking more about coffee houses in our lesson, but for now it's time for us to enjoy some time with Liz in the Grammar Gym, and then we'll go and see Michelle.
How are you doing today, friends? Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. Let's have a look at today's grammar tip sentence. However one looks at it, coffee houses draw people like honey does flies. This sentence just means coffee houses attract people just like honey attracts flies. Notice the sentence pattern. Subject 1 plus verb plus object. Like. Subject 2 does object 2. This is a great sentence pattern to use when you want to talk about how a situation is much like another situation. What one subject does to an object is much like how another subject does to another object. For example, we can say, Samantha loves shoes like a child does candy. Or, the sheriff hunts down criminals like a cat does mice. If you turn to today's grammar tips section, you'll find more example sentences there. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 aromatic 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 aroma，A-R-O-M-A， 香气这个名词，所以形容词 aromatic 是指有香味的或者是很香的。注意它的重音是在 M-A 这个音节，所以念成 aromatic。例如 ，These aromatic herbs are good for your health。这些有香味的药草对健康有帮助。或者是 The aromatic beef not only smells good, but also looks very tempting. 这个香气四溢的牛排不仅闻起来很香，看起来也好好吃。继续我们看的是 beverage 这个名词。Beverage 是指饮料，例如 All beverages served in the business class sector are free. 所有商务舱的饮料都是免费的。或者是 Shirley is a minor, so she can only drink non-alcoholic beverages. Shirley 是未成年，她只能喝不含酒精的饮料。
In our lesson today, coffee houses, we've been learning some of the history and a little more information about what is going on with coffee and why people enjoy this rich, aromatic beverage. Some people like to go to a cozy coffee shop where they can sit in comfortable chairs. Other people like more fancy places. Well, we do get to learn a little bit more about the history of coffee in the next reading today.
Coffee houses. The first public coffee house dates back to 1475 in Constantinople, Turkey, today's Istanbul. Coffee was very important to the culture at the time. A woman was allowed to divorce her husband if he did not keep the coffee pot full. Coffee houses arrived in Europe about 1650.And spread to England by 1652. Some believe the word tips first entered the English language in an English coffee house. A jar on the counter had a sign that read, "To ensure prompt service." Customers who put a coin in the jar were served more quickly.
All right, well, here we're talking about the first public coffee house. The first sentence here is, the first public coffee house dates back to 1475 in Constantinople, Turkey, today's Istanbul. What does that mean, Constantinople, Turkey, today's Istanbul?
Well, the name of the city has changed. Mm-hmm. So in 1475, the city was called Constantinople, but today, we know the city as Istanbul, but it's the same city in the country of Turkey.
All right, I see. That is today's Istanbul. So back in 1475, it says it dates back to this date. You could use that phrase in other ways. For example, studio classroom dates back to 1962. That means that's the year it began. So the first coffee house was opened in 1475. Well, what do we know about this?
Well, we see how important coffee was. Coffee was very important to the culture at the time. And there's a very interesting sentence after that. A woman was allowed to divorce her husband if he did not keep the coffee pot full.
Wow. Be careful, husbands. If you don't want your wife to divorce you, keep that coffee pot full. I'm glad things are a little bit different now, but we do want to take a look at that key word, divorce. Carolyn, what does this mean?
Well, when you get married, then, well, you're married. But if something happens during your marriage, during your relationship, and you decide to no longer be married, we call that a divorce. You get a divorce, and here a woman could divorce her husband, so it could be a noun or a verb.
That's right. It could be a noun or a verb. And of course, this word is an important word to know, but I think if you're married, that it's probably not a word you want to use too often. Even if you're really angry with each other, don't just throw this word divorce out. Well, we're going to continue with this lesson. Coffee houses arrived in Europe about 1650 and spread to England by 1652. So, over time, coffee, or the idea of coffee houses, was spreading to other countries.
And it took a while for it to get there because Turkey is fairly close to Europe, but it was in 1475 that coffee houses date back to Constantinople or Istanbul, and it wasn't until 1650 that they started to make their way into Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, continuing, some very interesting information. Some believe the word tips first entered the English language in an English coffee house.
All right, so it first entered the language. We hadn't used that word tips before, but we're going to find out where this word came from. Maybe where this word came from. A jar on the counter had a sign that read, "To ensure prompt service." All right, so let's take a look at that phrase, "to ensure prompt service." We have two key words there. The first one is ensure. Now, this really makes me think about insurance, what you buy so that you can make sure that things are safe, your things are safe. You insure those things.
But here, it's more like a promise. If you ensure that something is going to happen, then it's a guarantee or a promise that this is what will happen in the future if you do something else.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Now, I think that the word that they should have used is ensure, but I think that Steve and Kim will talk about that a little more in the info cloud later. First, let's talk about that word prompt. If you have something prompt, that means it is done right away or in a good amount of time. There is prompt service. We'll get to you promptly or right away.
Yes, so very quickly, to ensure prompt service, you could put some coins in this jar on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a tip that we give today in many restaurants.
That's right. It is prompt. It will ensure prompt service. You could use that word prompt in other ways. If you ask someone a question, they might wait a while to get back to you, or they might give you a prompt response. They tell you something right away. And it's time for us to learn something right now with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
In today's lesson, our author offers one explanation as to how the word tip entered the English language.
But notice how she wisely started the sentence, "some believe." This should be a clue to you, the reader, that what follows is not necessarily true.
Right. By using these words, the author is giving the reader freedom to disagree, which is good because I disagree.
I do too. I was suspicious when I saw the word ensure, I-N-S-U-R-E. It feels like it's being forced to fit for the sake of the letter I.
Right. Clearly, the better choice is ensure, ensure, which means to make certain something takes place, like good service.
Okay, a second reason we disagree about this origin of tips is because the explanation would make tips a 17th century acronym, and English acronyms didn't really come into existence until the 20th century.
Right, so we think the to ensure prompt service phrase is just a clever story to explain something we're not 100% sure of.
Reminding us that no matter what the language, we should always read with a critical eye.
Because not everything that's written is fact.
今天的课文讲到 tips 小费这个词的由来，原来它是一个 acronym 投字语，也就是 to ensure prompt service 这几个字的字首字母所组成的一个字。但注意课文中讲到 some belief 有些人认为，看到这两个字，我们心里就应该立刻打一个问号，真的是这样吗？注意到 tips 里头的 I 来自 ensure 确保，但 ensure 一般是投保买保险的意思，确保一般会用 ensure, E-N-S-U-R-E, 所以 ensure 用的有点牵强。再来就是 acronym 是在20世纪才开始大量的被人们运用，跟课文中说的1652年有将近300年的差距，所以 some believe 有些人所认为的小费的由来应该不是它真正的典故。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
It is important to pay attention when we are reading, and we were talking about tips to ensure prompt service, T-I-P-S. So maybe that is where tips came from. Well, we have one more sentence in this article today. Customers who put a coin in the jar were served more quickly. So it sounds like if you put money into this jar, it would ensure or ensure prompt service.
Well, this does seem like an interesting idea for where the word tips came from, but I agree with Steve and Ken. I'm not sure if it's actually true. Some believe, or some people believe this, but I don't know how true it is. But I am having fun learning about the origin of coffee houses. We have more to learn next time, but of course right now let's spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 divorce 这个动词。Divorce 是指和配偶离婚。例如 the couple divorced only 2 years after they got married. 这对夫妻结婚两年就离婚了。或者是 Al and his wife got divorced last winter. Al 和太太去年冬天离婚了。Divorce 也可以当名词，例如 The nasty divorce not only hurt themselves, it also hurt their children. 惨烈的离婚不仅伤害了他们自己，也伤害了孩子。最后我们看的是 prompt 这个形容词。Prompt 是指立即的或马上的，例如 prompt replies are essential in customer service， 立即回复对于客服而言是非常重要的，或者是 a prompt reaction is necessary if you work in the ER， 如果你在急诊室工作，快速的反应是必须的，或者是 this tenant is always prompt with his payment， 这位房客付钱一向很准时。 Now I'll give the time back to our teachers。
We're learning about coffee houses today, and of course, you've already learned a little bit about this aromatic beverage. And you've even learned some history that in some places, or actually in Constantinople, Turkey, a woman was allowed to divorce her husband if he did not keep the coffee pot full. They really thought that coffee was very important. Well, how important is coffee to you in your life?Carolyn, is it pretty important to you?
Well, it's really not that important to me. Sometimes I need an extra boost, and then it's really nice to have some coffee, but I don't really drink it every day.
You don't drink it every day, so it's not that important. I do know some people who drink coffee every day. I don't drink it every day, but I think that I know why people do drink it every day. It really does taste good.Or some blends of coffee can taste great. Well, we're going to learn more about coffee houses tomorrow and the next day, so please come back here to Studio Classroom. See you then.
See you.
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
Junfan, why do you think you know who kidnapped Sherry?
Get in the car, Jason. I'll tell you on the way.
Get in the car. Get out of the car. Climb over the fence.
Jason, please, just get in the car.
Okay, start talking, and this better be good.
You heard my uncle on the phone, right? He asked the person he was talking to if they had the foreign woman. He also asked if this person had gotten rid of the taxi.
And you think that explains what you saw today when the foreign girl was getting pushed into the taxi?
I just know my uncle is doing something bad now that he's back in Taiwan.
Is he dangerous?
My uncle has always been dangerous. Right now, he just wants to make my family sorry for what my father did to him. He obviously knows who Sherry is and that she is an heir to my father's fortune. To him, this is his big chance for revenge. With Sherry out of the way, he'll gain control of the entire family business and ruin my life.
You mean he might kill her?
Or he could just decide to scare her and make sure she leaves the country without getting her money. That way, he could ruin me without actually having to kill anybody.
Are you sure we want to look for this guy?
We don't have a choice. Sherry's life is in danger. We do have one advantage, though.
You're pretty optimistic. What is it?
Surprise! He doesn't know that I've met her, and that I also know who she is.
Slow down, Huang Feihong! You almost hit that car!
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.